invested in.
All right.
There are great benefits when someone would just take a little time to invest in you.
All right.
Truth of the matter, half of us would not be here today if somebody didn't look deep down in us and see more than what we saw in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody here like me, but I'm supposed to be either in somebody's jailhouse, I'm supposed to be in somebody's cemetery, I am supposed to be on somebody's cell block. Why? Simply because the life, the road that I was going on, I was heading nowhere fast.
Yes.
Somebody saw more in me than I saw in myself and yes. took time to make an investment in me.
I'm saying to you today
that listen, you are God's investment. Listen, but before now, God was already investing in you. When you were a heartbeat in your mother's womb, God was investing in you.
When I looked at this particular passage of scripture, it's amazing to me how we are created.
All right.
The arms are not created first. The legs are not created first. The eyes are not created first. The feet are not created first. When two people, when a mother and a father come together, the first thing that is formed inside the mother's womb is a heartbeat. And so this is that everything forms and fashions from the heartbeat. Thus the writer David is looking back over the archives of his life, and he's realizing, listen, I made some mistakes. I stumbled along the journey, but I realized, God, that it was you that had your hand on me all the time. I'm a preacher. Listen, to the young folk, I need to stop by to tell you, I know you may not be going to the school of your desire, and I know you may not have graduated with the grades that you have, but listen, God has his hand on you, and even though you've made some mistakes and stumbled along the way, God's hand is still on you. You don't have to hold your head down. You don't have to look back and look as a failure. You need to know that God is invested in you. Hallelujah. If you get happy, I get happy by myself. Because listen, I understand when I look back at myself.
Yes, sir.
I look back at what some things that I have done that were not pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And I wonder, how is it that I made it through that? It had to have been the Lord's hand.
Yes, sir.
I use my spiritual imagination. David is writing. And the text really doesn't specify what experience David was encountering when he wrote this text.
All right.
But you can look back over a number of situations that David had gone through. You remember David was the one who was the shepherd out minding his own business.
Yeah.
And you know, he really was an outside boy. Not like the other brothers.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
He wasn't strong in stature. He wasn't sexy looking. You know, he wasn't cut, you know what I'm saying? And truth for the matter, he wasn't like any of the other brothers. And so his daddy had him outside minding the sheep, tending to the sheep. And Samuel said, listen, God told Samuel, listen, there's a king down now at Jesse's house.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know we had Mother's Day. But if you go back a little bit further, you'll see God was fixing his knee. Obed got Jesse. You know that?
Jesse. Yeah.
So God was already molding.
Yeah.
Fixing. Come here. It's no accident that your mother is who your mother is. It's no accident that your father is who your father is. Even if your dad is not a part of your life, it's no accident that he was a part of it. You are here for a purpose, and your purpose is orchestrated by the plan.
Oh, Lord God.
All right,
so. He says, so David here
writes and he says, listen, he says, you formed my inward points.
All right.
First part, the first point I need to tell you is that you were molded by God. All right. The first thing I need to tell you is that you were molded by God. Listen, all of your experience in your life, don't let folk tell you that your past does not affect your future. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because some things we don't like because of some things that happened to us in the past. Come on. I'm a preacher anyhow. Come here. Come here. Come here. Listen. There are some folk that have done you bad. And if you meet a new person and they have the same characteristics of the folk that have done you bad, you're going to immediately shut them off. Talk back to me if you can. So listen. Your past does affect.
Yeah, it does.
Text says here, you have formed me in with parts. Yes. But David is realizing is that God had molded him. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand that our experiences in life, good or bad, mm-hmm. are all for God's molding us. We don't have to dwell in the bad.
All right.
We don't have to dwell in the negative. But things happen to us so we can know what to look for next time.
Yes, all right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Let us go ahead on and preach it. Reason why I am the way I am. Because my daddy wasn't a part of my life. And I promised the Lord, as long as you allow me to live, as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to be a part of my kids' life. Yeah. But I've had that same mentality. If I've not known what it feels like not to have a father present in my life,
all right.
But I'm not going to let it hinder me. I'm going to use it for motivation to be better. All right.
Yes.
David says, you molded me. I ain't with points. Yeah. See, the graduates here. Can I just tell you, all you've gone through in life, God has molded you for now. He's molded you for now to prepare to be better. Right. Don't let folk tell you you can't be a doctor. Don't let folk tell you you can't make it in the army. God needs some Christian men in the army. God needs to show some men how it is to walk in integrity and still serve the country upright. You can do it. You need to know that God has molded you for this.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
I'm gone. My grandfather had a stroke not too long ago. A couple of weeks, matter of fact. And the doctor came in and he was getting ready to do an emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. You know what the doctor said? Before I touch any hair on your grandfather's head, do you mind if we pray?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I never said to him that I was a preacher or a pastor.
All right.
But it let me know that my grandfather was in good hands. Because we still have some doctors in the world that know the Lord. I'm just talking to you, baby. Ain't no need that. God needs some doctors that are connected with him. That know when I operate on somebody, if the Lord don't go in with me, even with all the mind frame, all the degrees I have, if the Lord don't go in, we ain't gonna make it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
David said, you have molded me, you formed me in my inward parts.
Yes, sir.
Which means that the Lord, God, was molding him. Yes. Anybody here don't know anything about molding? Molding takes a lot of friction, a lot of breaking, a lot of turning, a lot of twisting. Wish I had some pottery here.
Yeah,
we got some right here. Y'all don't know what it took for that pot to get here. You just look at the finished product. But you do know that this pot could have broken on the way
over here.
Yes, sir.
Nine times out of ten, the bottom of that pot says made in Mexico.
Made in China.
Or made in China. Which means
they had to travel.
Watch this. Watch this. The pot could have made it on the ship all the way from China to the United States, put on the truck to come to the church. And in the process of coming up the stairs, somebody could have dropped it.
They had to inspect it before they sent it out.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah. Let me bring that to your house. Yeah. Let me bring that to your house. You do know that there are some that don't make it.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
That's right.
But you are here. Came through the pregnancy. Incubated in your mother's womb. You went through 12 years of high school. Struggling, straining to graduate. You are here now. God is more than you.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. Next thing I need to tell you is marvelous is the work of God.
Hallelujah.
You see the text, he says, I will praise you for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works.
Yeah.
I wish the young lady was still here that gave the speech earlier. She probably would have shouted right there. I remember when Sister Johnson stood up last year. Sister Johnson said, listen, we worked real hard to get you a full ride in school.
Yeah.
And we know they were offering you some other than what we were desiring. But God had his hand the whole while. And so thus the mother and father don't have to come out of any pocket for school. Marvelous!
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
Is his works.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go around a corner to look and see how beautiful his works is.
Yeah.
Every morning you get up, just look in the mirror.
Yeah.
David says, I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made.
All right.
With all of my imperfections, with all of my shortcomings,
yes,
God looks at you and says, listen, you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made.
Yes.
How is that? Because I made you.
Yes.
I was forming you in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
Mama didn't even have a say so. What you were gonna look like.
Bless you, Reverend.
I got it, Reverend.
Bless you,
Reverend. I've been having to say so. We can just pray.
Yeah.
That's all we can pray. I said, Lord, don't let my kids have like me. That's what I said. I said, Lord, don't let them have. At least if you do anything, let them have hair like that mom. she got that good hair, y'all.
It's
bad.
It's
bad. We can put stuff on the top. Grandpa always told me, son, yeah, you can put all them chemicals and stuff on your hair, but all I got to do is look at your facial hair. That tell what kind of hair you really got.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hey, it's marvelous.
Put all them chemicals.
That's right.
Is your work.
Yeah.
David was looking at how he was really outcasted.
All right.
Yes, sir.
He was looking at how he was really downtrodden and how he was really segregated from the other brothers.
All right.
Yeah.
And he looked at what God had done for him.
Yes, sir.
He said, listen, marvelous is your works.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
When I look at how I'm made,
I hear you.
How I have 263 bones.
Mm-hmm.
How I have 5 million little mouths in my intestines to handle all of the food that I digest.
All right.
And I have 2,400 are tons of blood flowing through my brains every day.
All right.
I realize that I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. I feel I'm marvelous.
Preach it, Reverend.
You know the works.
Yes, sir.
When I look at how I have 32 teeth to chop up my food so it can digest down my esophagus, into my belly, I realize I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Y'all,
go ahead, I'm a closer now.
Yes.
Before I bore you, Look here. I realize that sometimes I rise and I fall. But I look and see how God still has his mind over me. That every night I lay down in the very image of that death. I don't know what time I went to sleep, but probably some morning every day the Lord touched me with his finger. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people.
that you sent forth the glory of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.